All right, here we go. Here we go. Forging the Path Season 2. Welcome. Welcome. I know it's been a minute. And honestly, I got to be real with you guys. I didn't plan to take 2 to 3 months off of the podcast, but life got busy, work got busy, family stuff got busy. And it was a nice break, but I missed it. I missed having these conversations. I missed these interviews. I missed interacting with the listening audience, and I'm excited to get back into it. So we're just going to say that was season one. And I hope you guys enjoyed a lot of those episodes that you can go back on Apple Podcasts. You can go back on Spotify. And we even started to do some things last summer on YouTube. And of course, you can follow us on social media, but there's some great episodes, some awesome interviews. I'm going to have a lot of guys back for season two, and I'm going to have some new guys that have not yet been on the podcast. More interviews, roundtable conversations coming at you. I'm excited also for some merchandise to begin happening, some baseball hats, t-shirts, coffee mugs, Forging the Path, and some coaching groups. Some of those have already begun, but I'm getting ahead of myself. The mission of Forging the Path, in case you don't know this, the mission is to empower men to become who God created us to be. That's the whole purpose. That's the reason we started this a little over a year ago. And I believe one of the greatest problems in our society today is that men don't know who they are. We don't know who we really are. We don't know whose we are. And men don't know what they're supposed to be doing. And this leads to so many men in our society becoming passive or distracted and or isolated. And none of those are good for a biblical man. None of those are good. Passivity, distraction, and isolation are just killing the masculine soul in our culture right now. So the vision of this podcast is nothing short of seeing a transformed society. And whatever role that I can play in that, I'm down. I hope that these conversations help strengthen marriages and strengthen families and even strengthen churches and Christian-owned businesses. And as a result of those things growing in health, we would see empowered men rising up in their callings, courageous leaders, protectors, and providers. All of that is going to happen by following Jesus. There's no other way it's going to happen. It has to be the Lord. And we do that by looking to scriptures and walking with a band of brothers. We don't follow Jesus just solo. And we got to stay in the word. So those are some things that, in case you're a new listener, these are mission and vision type things for Forging the Path. I am just a dude. Some of you have asked, yeah, who are you? Tell us a little bit more about yourself. My name's Adam, and I am a realtor. I get to work with my wife. I love that every day. I know it's maybe not for everybody, but Claire and I love working together in real estate in Wisconsin. I also do this podcast. I'm involved with my church, music and worship. I am a bit of a musician and a singer. I love that. I love leading God's people in praises. I enjoy directing music at our local church. I'm also a fitness guy. I have a degree in exercise science with a teaching emphasis. And before getting into real estate, I did teach physical education and health at a few different schools for several years. I coached a few people in fitness. I helped build a fitness room at a school in Milwaukee. And I was involved in that for years. It's still a big part of my life, health and fitness. More important than any of those things, I'm blessed to be the father of three beautiful daughters and the husband to my favorite person in the world. My passion right now is mentoring and encouraging people, specifically men, to discover their identity and put their gifts and talents to use for the kingdom, and to empower them to overcome whatever obstacles that the enemy's trying to throw at them. I believe we are in a battle. I believe spiritual warfare is real. I also believe Jesus wins and that he's victorious now and forever in the future. And so that's where I'm coming from. That's a bit of who I am. And we've got some awesome things coming for season two. I've got some interviews on deck coming in the next few months. I'm excited to show those to you. And roundtable conversations, we're going to do that as well. We're going to get into the man cave in our studio in Milwaukee, and we're going to have 2, 3, maybe 4 guys joining me, roundtable conversations about a variety of topics, as well as the one-on-one interviews. Those are always great. And every once in a while, something like this, where it's just me solo for a quick episode sharing my heart. Sharing some stories. The Band of Brothers is something I want to tell you about really quick before I get into my thoughts for today. This has been one of the coolest things that's happened in the last year in my life. What is it? The Band of Brothers is an intentional brotherhood that meets weekly via video calls with guys from around the country. There's guys from Wisconsin, guys from Texas, guys from Arizona, and we just get together on a Monday at 6 a.m. Central Time to pray, to encourage each other, to give advice and encouragement, and to share what it means to face the challenges of being a man, being a husband, being a father. And it's beautiful because then from those Monday morning Zoom calls, there's group texts and emails, regular phone calls of guys just being there for each other. It's a brotherhood. And it's because isolation, like I said earlier, isolation kills. And we're so tempted as men to do it alone, you know, to take kind of the John Wayne approach. I got this. But that's not even halfway biblical. Every man needs a band of brothers. Some guys he can be honest with and accountable to. Having real conversations, real authentic prayer, accountability, and encouragement among brothers. So if you are hungry for more brotherhood, if you're hungry for more encouragement, if you're hungry for more accountability in your life with other guys who love the Lord and want to know Him better and be better leaders, better husbands, better brothers, better fathers, let me know. Just email me, adam@forgingthepath.org. You can reach out to me on social media too. Just direct message Forging the Path on Instagram or Facebook. I will send you the invite. These are, like I said, every Monday at 6 a.m. Central Time. We go to about 7. Sometimes we go 5 or 10 minutes past because the conversation and the prayer is so good. But we got to get going at about 7:10 because we've got stuff to do throughout the day. And that's where the group texts and the regular phone calls are just beautiful throughout the week. Really, really encouraging. So there's really no cost to this group either, except your commitment, your honest commitment, your accountability, your honesty. If you want to support us by sharing the podcast, if you want to support us by going on our Patreon and giving, I mean, as little as $5 a month is huge and very helpful and significant, but you don't have to do any of those things. You could just reach out to me, commit, and show up on Mondays. I promise you that it will draw you closer to the Lord and it will help you grow as a man of God. The other thing I want to talk to you really quickly about is our sponsors. We've got some Wisconsin-based sponsors. I'm super grateful for these guys. We couldn't do the show without them. So first and foremost, Zastrow Family Real Estate. That's me and my wife. That's our real estate business. That's what we do to pay the bills. My wife and I love guiding people to achieving their real estate goals. We take a heartfelt approach. We care for people. We want to help people build wealth. We want to give them an amazing experience along the way. You can call or text us at 262-725-2855. Even if you're not looking to buy or sell right now, you just have questions real estate related, just reach out. You can also find us online, Zastrow Family Real Estate. And another sponsor, Michael Creed Team at Luminate Home Loans. Thank you, Michael Creed and your team. You guys always go above and beyond to take care of every client. Claire and I love partnering with you on transactions. And if anybody out there is looking to buy or refinance, there's no one better than Michael Creed and his team at Luminate Home Loans. If you want to get that conversation started, text 262-696-9048. Or again, just reach out to me and I'll connect you with Michael and his team. Phantom Creek Builders, thank you so much. If you need to remodel your kitchen, bathroom, or basement, you need to talk to Phantom Creek Builders. Based in Wisconsin, you can find them at phantomcreekbuilders.com. They do amazing work around the Milwaukee area. S2F installations. This is for all you managers out there, warehouse people. If you're in need of material handling equipment, design studies for best ROIs, conveyor maintenance, or just some better ideas to manage your warehouse, you should call Ray at S2F Installation. He's awesome, super helpful, knowledgeable guy. 262-470-6882. And last, I want to thank Matt Austin at Goosehead Insurance. With over 20 years of experience, Matt specializes in providing comprehensive coverage for your home, auto, and Medicare insurance needs. Call or text Matt and his awesome team at 414-260-2202. All right, thanks so much, all those sponsors. That's really important stuff. I love working with Christian business guys that believe in the mission of forging the path and believe in doing great work for people out there who need it. One last thing. Some people have asked, like, hey, how can I help? How can I help forging the path? I love what you're doing. What are your biggest needs right now? As we get into season two with more content, more conversations coming at people, here's how you can help. Keep listening. And keep watching on YouTube. You can subscribe on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube. Follow us on those channels, please, and share it with a friend. You can text it to some buddies who you think would appreciate what we're doing here. You can leave a 5-star rating. That is super helpful, especially on Apple and on Spotify. That just helps the algorithms. Give us a glowing 5-star review so that people who are searching for us can find us easier. You can check out our website at forgingthepath.org. Let me know what you think of that. I would love to take that to a next level in the near future. You can also follow Forging the Path, like I said earlier, on social media. We're on Instagram and Facebook, and I would love to get more traction on those platforms. So like, comment, share any post on Instagram, Facebook. You can also support us on Patreon. This is super helpful. We have a Patreon page. You can just go to Patreon, Forging the Path. You'll see us there. Some guys out there, $5-$10 a month. That's huge. That helps pay for some of the studio space that we rent. That helps pay for the editing that we get done on YouTube. That also helps pay for some of the merchandise that we want to create and put out there for people. So feel free, if you got $5-$10 a month, support us on Patreon. That would be awesome. And now my thoughts for today. I just want to keep this short and sweet. We talked about this a few weeks ago in one of our weekly calls for the Band of Brothers. And it's called Don't Be a Pam. Pam stands for passive aggressive male. So I'll introduce you. Who's Pam? Well, the truth is, all of us guys, because of the fall and because of the reality of sin in the world, we all have a little bit of Pam inside of us. That's the truth. But here's what Pam really means. The passive aggressive male. Pam is riddled with fears and insecurities, living a life of frustration, especially when it comes to his work, his wife, and the world. Pam deals with those insecurities by sabotaging himself, oftentimes using vices like alcohol or TV, screen time, or porn to escape reality rather than change it. And Pam is a people pleaser. You know, he wants everybody to like him, and he lacks healthy, honest relationships with other men, relationships where he can talk about more than just the Green Bay Packers and the weather. You know, he can go deep in conversation with Pam. Doesn't have that. He avoids confrontation, and he avoids competition too. Pam hates being challenged. He hates being held accountable. All of these are traits born from a place of insecurity. And the insecurity, that's a key word for identifying Pam. The passive aggressive male has a lot of insecurities that he just doesn't want to deal with. Pam's one of the biggest problems in the world right now. Honestly, when you look at what's going on all around our society, all around our culture, and some of the nonsense, especially the nonsense revolving around like toxic masculinity, gender confusion, and all of that other stuff, the sanctity of marriage losing its respect for the sanctity of marriage. All of these things are a result of Pam, passive aggressive males. He's passive with his goals. He's passive with his dreams and desires. He's passive with the mission and the vision that he's been given by God in his heart. He wishes and he wants, without putting in the work. Comfort is his highest priority. And that's a key trait too, comfort. You know, Pam is constantly thinking about how he can be comfortable, how he can be more comfortable. Inaction is his plan. And that inaction has consequences. See, the truth is, we've all got a little bit of this passive-aggressive male inside of all of us. Just like the first Adam in the Garden of Eden, who stood by passively as Eve listened to and believed the lying serpent and took a bite of the fruit. You know, what Adam should have done in that situation was he should have made a sword, cut off the serpent's head, and then reminded Eve what the Lord God commanded them concerning why they weren't supposed to eat from that tree. But instead, he stood by and listened to his wife as she believed the lie and passively said, "Okay, dear, whatever you would like." Now, every man must face the consequences of his inaction. If you're not pursuing your vision and your mission, your passivity will become your prison. So the good news now, that's all of what the passive-aggressive male is about. We talked about this at length a couple weeks ago in our Band of Brothers Monday morning call. So there is good news. The good news is this. If any man is in Christ, he's a new creation, like the Apostle Paul wrote. That's the good news. The gospel. Behold, the old man is gone and the new has come. The Christ-following man is not passive. He's not passive-aggressive. He's humble, he's confident, he's assertive, and he's disciplined. Because of the work of the Holy Spirit in him, as he fixes his eyes on Jesus, he can patiently and passionately love and pursue his wife, like Christ loves and pursues his church. I had a conversation a few days ago with a guy who was griping and complaining because he felt like his wife just, you know, didn't love him the way he tried to love her. And I basically said, "Bro, stop. You are called by God to love your wife the way that Jesus loves his church. That means lay your life down. Stop keeping score. That means you're willing to die for her, to die to yourself, to pick up your cross. And you're not going to say something like, 'Well, when is she going to return the favor?'" This is what the Holy Spirit does in a man who's following Jesus. He works hard in all of his endeavors with his whole heart as though working for the Lord. He creates a life of meaning and impact for those around him. He's making disciples along the way. He delights himself in the Lord. He's not a curmudgeon. He's not a grump. That might be Pam, but the new creation in Christ is joy-filled. And because he delights himself in the Lord, he's given the desires of his heart. He becomes a bright light that this world so desperately needs. One big thing will determine whether each of us will be more of a Pam or a confident Christ-following man. There's one big thing that's going to determine which way you're going to go, which way I'm going to go. And that is conversations. Conversations. First, those internal conversations. The ones that are like this: praying the scriptures, praying the word of God, listening to the voice of our Father, agreeing with the truth, speaking it out loud, and claiming our identity in Christ as beloved children of God. Those internal conversations are crucial. And so many men who struggle with being too passive, being the Pam, the passive aggressive male, they're not having these internal conversations on a regular basis. I talk to men who struggle in areas with like whether it's lust or areas with their children or with their wife or things going on at work or even things with their fitness. And one of the first things I'll ask them is, "Tell me a little bit about your Bible time. Tell me a little bit about your prayer life." And sometimes I'm even greeted with like an eye roll, like, "Oh, that's so Sunday school. Like, oh, that sounds so like religious or legalistic. Like, I'm here struggling with my fitness or my marriage, and you're asking me about, am I getting in the word?" And I'm like, "Well, yeah, Yeah, if you have a struggle in your life, like I don't have anything outside of the Word of God. I've got nothing besides the Word of God and the Holy Spirit, and neither do you. So you got to be in the Word. How are you going to fix your marriage if you're not in the Word? How are you going to fix your relationship with your kids or your finances or your fitness or whatever if you're not regularly in the Word? The Word of God has truth that will speak to all of those areas. So we have to have those internal conversations. We have to commit to a life of being in the Word and a life of prayer. The other part of these conversations that's so important and will determine whether or not you'll be a Pam or a confident Christ-following man is this: external conversations. Spending time with other Christ-following men in real conversations that go deep with accountability and encouragement so that you can challenge one another along the way. We've spoken about this on the podcast in the past. You know, iron sharpens iron. It doesn't say that iron coddles iron. It doesn't say that iron hugs iron. Iron embraces iron. Iron affirms iron. It says iron sharpens iron. If you want to be sharpened, you're going to have to go through a process that includes filing and sparks flying and discomfort. That's how iron gets sharpened. And the Proverbs say that iron sharpens iron. And so you have to have conversations with other guys that are more than just superficial and that sometimes lead to a little bit of accountability and challenge where a guy calls you out on something. I've had some of the most loving brothers in my life and father figures in my life tell me face to face, look me in the eye and say, Adam, you're a little off on that. Adam, that's not good. Adam, you need to step up. You need to make a change. Adam, it's not about you. You need to die to yourself in that situation. Or Adam, you're believing a lie. Adam, that's not who you really are. Adam, that's not who God's created you to be or called you to be. You got to rise up, believe the truth, get in the Word, claim it, and walk in it. I'll help you every step of the way. But these are the conversations with guys that have shaped me and changed me and blessed me the most. And it's not about just, hey, how's the weather been? Hey, how are the Packers doing? Or the Brewers, as much as I love the Brewers. And gosh, I wish they played better against the Mets last week in the playoffs. But we got to have honest conversations with other guys and give other guys permission to speak to us and challenge us when we're a little bit off base. And we need to do the same for those guys we care about. So just to review, the passive-aggressive male, when you find that passivity in your life, I want to encourage you to attack it with the Word of God and to do it with a band of brothers. Don't try and do it alone. But those two conversations are going to determine whether or not you will be more of a Pam or more of a Christ follower. And it's those conversations. One of them, it's internal, prayer, the Scripture, listening to the voice of your Father, hearing the truth and agreeing with it. And the other conversation is the external conversation. That's with other guys in your life. You got to find a band of brothers. You got to find a group of guys at your church or in your community that are running hard after Jesus and go with them, trek with them, and start to let them in on some of your biggest challenges and start to be a voice of encouragement in their life as well. It's going to change everything, and it will help you grow out of the tendencies to be the passive-aggressive male, which we all want to just eliminate, don't we? I hope so. I hope that's why you're listening, because you want to grow in these areas as a man. I'm thankful for all of you out there. Thanks for your support. Please, like I said earlier, share this podcast with a friend. I'm really excited for season 2. Some fun stuff coming up here, especially in the next few weeks we got on deck. Stay tuned, and we'll see you next time.